That has always perplexed me about the halachas of the Megillah is that, unlike most mitzvos, there is a bracha that's recited after one finishes reading the Megillah. One does not generally recite brachos after fulfilling a mitzvah, but this bracha of Haravas Rivenu exists. The Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis tells us that even though the Mishnah says Makom Shenagu Levarech Yivarech, that in a place where the minag is that you say a bracha on the Megillah, good, follow the minag, say a bracha on the Megillah. The Gemara says Amar Abaye Lo Shanu Ela L'Achareha. That can only be talking about the bracha after the Megillah. Aval Lefaneha, the bracha before the Megillah, it's not a minhag issue. The bracha before the Megillah is an absolute requirement. Mitzvah levarich, kala mitzvos kulan, mevarich aleihen, over las yasan. Every mitzvah requires a bracha beforehand. But this bracha afterwards is a minhag, and you should follow the minhag. So the Gemara then asks, okay, my mevarich, what is this bracha? What is the text of the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Haravas Rivenu, Va'adanas Dinenu, Va'anoke Misnik Masenu, Va'anifra Lanu Mitzarenu, Va'amishal Nigmul Lechol Oyvei Nafshenu. Hashem, you are the one who fights our fights, judges our judgments, takes vengeance on those who need vengeance taken against them, who pays back those who persecute us, who gives the just deserts to all of the enemies of our existence. So, thank you very much. Baruch Atah Hashem and Nifri Yisrael Mikol Tzureihem. Thank you, Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem for the you are the source of blessing, Hashem, who pays back the Klal Yisrael from all of their from all of their enemies. Rava Amar Hakel HaMoshiach. Rava says, you know, we should add in something like a little more positive sounding at the end. Hakel HaMoshiach. You know, God, you save us. Not only about you beat up our enemies and you really beat them up and you really, really beat them up and you really. Five different lashonos of how Hashem punishes our enemies. No, we should have something also about how Hashem saves us. Amar Papa Hilkoch Nimrinu L'Travayu. Therefore, we say both of them. Baruch Atah Hashem Anifal Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem. Hakel HaMoshiach. So we say both of those things. We say Hashem punishes our enemies and He saves us. This is the bracha. So the question is, what kind of bracha is this? Is this a stam of Birchas Shevach Vahoda, giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about His great relationship with Klal Yisrael, that He punishes those who try to hurt us? Is this a Birchas HaMitzvah? Even though it's somewhat misplaced, it's like a minug to say another bracha on this mitzvah of Megillah, just to say it afterwards, but it's clearly not just a Shevach to Hashem, but it's related dafka to the mitzvah of Megillah, or is this perhaps even a second type of bracha of Pirsumei Nisa? We already have one bracha of Pirsumei Nisa, and that of course is the bracha of... What's the bracha on Pirsumei Nisa? Shasanisim, very good. Right, so this maybe is a second type of bracha of Pirsumei Nisa. Those are three of the possibilities. There may be more possibilities of what it is. Those are the three that I could think of. And l'may nafkamina between these possibilities. So I think if you dig a little bit into the what the Rishonim have to say about this bracha, you'll find all three possibilities mentioned in Rishonim, and you'll find almost every discussion in Poskim about this bracha relates back to those three possibilities of what this bracha is all about. The Meiri first writes, why is it that we have five lashonos in this bracha? Why do we need five lashonos? The first Meiri says, well, there are five megillos, so we have five lashonos. Then the Meiri says, I don't think so. Meaning it's cute, five Megillos, five Lashonos. Why is that obviously not the the Peshat? When do we actually recite this bracha? After one of the Megillos, not after all five Megillos. And not only that, it doesn't even fit the theme of the other four. It only fits the theme of this one Megillah, Hashem punishes our enemies. Haman and his sons hanging on the gallows. It only fits the Megillah. It doesn't, you know, try to fit that into Rus. It doesn't really work. It doesn't fit the other Megillos. So the Meiri goes on to say, no, there's another explanation. It relates to the five times that Amalek attacked us. That there are five times in Tanakh where Hashem allowed us to survive, even though Amalek wanted to annihilate us. So we mention five Lashonos of being saved from Amalek, which would seem to suggest that this is a bracha about Hashem saving us from Amalek in particular, which certainly would relate very nicely to the mitzvah that we just did of reading the Megillah, one of the times that Hashem saved us from Amalek. However, the Ritva raises, the Beis Yosef also discusses why we have these five Lashonos, and the Beis Yosef goes into some painstaking detail about the differences between how Hashem pays back different types of enemies, and how each of the Lashonos relates to a different type of enemy. Some enemies want to hurt us because they hate us. Some enemies want to hurt us just because that's what they do. Some enemies want to hurt us because they have tainas on us. They think that we have done something to them, we have cost them, we have hurt them. They're all different types of enemies, and each one Hashem pays back in a slightly different way, and the Beis Yosef reads all of that back into the bracha. Now, if that's the case, this is a bracha, and Beis Yosef goes on to say, this is a bracha about how no matter what happens, no matter who rises up against us, Hashem is always protecting us. He's always watching over us. The purpose of the bracha is not just to say, oh, Hashem, you punish the enemies. It's that, you know, when you have someone who takes vengeance, it's too late. You know, someone kills a relative, so the relative stands up and kills the murderer. It doesn't bring his relative back. It's too late. They reacted after it was already too late. We're saying, Abracha Hashem, you didn't wait for that to happen. Hashem, you never allowed us to be totally annihilated. You always saved us before it was over. You always saved us when it still mattered. It's about the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you have a discussion in the Rishonim, the Ritva and the Ran raise the question, why is it that this bracha starts with a baruch? A bracha that's smucha l'chavirta generally does not start with a baruch. For example, you have Pesukei Dezimra has a bracha at the beginning, a bracha at the end. Bracha at the beginning is Baruch Shem. Bracha at the end, Yishtabach. Yishtabach doesn't start with the baruch. It ends with the baruch, but it doesn't start with the baruch. You have at Halil, a bracha at the beginning and bracha at the end. The bracha at the beginning starts with the baruch. It's a regular bracha mitzvah. The bracha at the end does not start with the baruch. It's a whole paragraph, and it doesn't start with the baruch. So why are we here? Would you have a baruch at the end? So the Ritva offers a couple of suggestions. One suggestion the Ritva says is that this bracha is not a bracha on the Megillah at all. And the Ran says the same thing. Not a bracha on the Megillah. It's a bracha about the relationship a Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael. It makes sense to celebrate that relationship after we just read a story that reflects that relationship, but it's not a bracha on the Megillah at all. That's one possibility. Then the Ritva suggests, no, maybe it is a bracha on the Megillah, but the Megillah has a different theme than the bracha does. See, by Hallel, the entire thing is Shavach Vodah Takarish Baruch Hu. So the bracha at the beginning is, the whole Hallel is, and the bracha at the end is, it's all one theme. The Megillah tells this whole amazing story that has so many different topics and so many different twists and turns, and it's not all about the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if it shifts topics in the middle, even though it is a bracha on the Megillah, but it switches topics in the middle, it therefore is going to require a Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning and at the end. I think what you see over here is three basic models of what this bracha is. The Ritva, in one of his answers, directly associates this bracha with the bracha at the end of Hallel, the bracha at the end of Pesukei Dezimra. Those are clearly brachos on that, on the Hallel, on the Pesukei Dezimra, in which case this would be a bracha on the Megillah. It directly relates to the Megillah. But the Ritva also had suggested that no, and the Ran had suggested, no, there's a bracha b'fnei atzma. It's its own independent, totally separate bracha. Bircha Sheva, thank you Hashem for your overall great relationship with us. But then we also had the possibility that it's a bracha of Shavach, but not just his overall relationship with us, but specifically a bracha of Shavach for how he helps us out with Amalek in particular, which does relate to the Megillah, but it's a bircha Shavach that relates to the story that we just told, and maybe that's a bracha to be mefarsim the nace of the Megillah. So the Mainaf Kamina, whether it's one type of bracha or another type of bracha. So first of all, the Rama writes in Simitzav Reish Sadi Beis that this bracha should only be recited b'tzibur, that one does not recite this bracha b'yichidus. Now that would make sense l'chora if this bracha is a bracha about persumei nisa. You want to be mefarsim in the nace. You want to have a tzibur present when you're mefarsim in the nace. Without a tzibur, you can't be mefarsim in the nace. But if it's a bracha that's like a birchas ha-mitzvah on the Megillah, or it's a bracha that's a birchas shevach about Amalek and about how Hashem protects us from Amalek, so that's not should not require a tzibur. May also relate to the issue that the Poskim raised, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank raises in Mekrei Kodesh, whether the tzibur needed has to be all men. What if you have 10 women? Is that enough to say the bracha of Harav Esrivenu? Do you just need 10 people who are obligated in this mitzvah? Or is there some sort of din tzibur? So l'chora, one could argue that the bracha of Shasa Nisim is already a bracha on Prasumei Nisa. And that you could say even when you don't have a minion. What's added with this bracha? Maybe this is a bracha that's recited on a higher level, Prasumei Nisa. Not higher level just in terms of a few more people, but when you have a representation of Knesset Yisrael. Representation of Knesset Yisrael only happens when you have Ashras HaShechina of a minion. So it could be that you need a tzibur of 10 men, even though women are obligated in the mitzvah, to say this bracha of Pirsumei Nisa. Another nafkamina the poskim discuss, should you, if one speaks in between the Megillah and the bracha, does he lose the opportunity to say the bracha? So if it's a bracha on the Megillah, it's a bracha that directly links to the Megillah, almost like a birchas mitzvah, then you lost the opportunity. You talk at the end of Hallel before you say the bracha, you lost it. You can't then say the bracha. You can't be mafsik in the middle. But if it's a bracha on Pirsumei Nisa or a birchas shevach, so l'chora it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be immediately when you finish the Megillah. You could even be mafsik a little bit. In fact, there's a discussion among Avram whether it's better to first fold up the Megillah before you say the bracha, or say the bracha and then fold up the Megillah. Mistama, that's what this is all about. That's what the two deos are about. Is it a bracha on the Megillah, or is it not a bracha on the Megillah? It's just a bracha of Shevach Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu. There's also a discussion in the poskim whether a person should say this bracha himself or listen to the Shliach Tzibur say the bracha. The Shoel in the Tzitz Eliezer, someone asked the Tzitz Eliezer, Shail in Chilkir Al Sim Memchas, says, you know, what's the reason for the minag that everyone listens to the brachas before the Megillah, but everyone says the bracha after the Megillah by themselves? So the Tzitz Eliezer says, never heard of that minag. I don't know what the reason for that minag. Never heard of it. Never. But if you ask me a reason, maybe I can come. I can fetch out a reason for you. He says maybe the Shliach Tzibur at the end is so far tumult, he's not going to be able to have kavana to be motzi everybody. It's so loud or whatever else. Maybe the brachos before are a bracha on the Megillah, so you need an actual Megillah in front of you. But the bracha after is only a birchas shevach. So maybe you don't need a Megillah in front of you, and that's why everyone can say it. So you see, again, relating to that issue of what kind of bracha it is. And then he says, maybe it should dafka be a problem for everyone to say it themselves. Because if this is a bracha Pirsumei Nisa, and a high-level Pirsumei Nisa, it's only accomplished bit tzibur, maybe you need to do it with one representative of the entire tzibur. A bunch of people happening to do a mitzvah next to each other is not the same thing as a tzibur doing a mitzvah together. When one person says the bracha and everyone answers amen, that's Barovam Hadras Melech. That's the tzibur doing it together. So if it's a bracha of Pirsumei Nisa that requires a tzibur, so then maybe you should require a tzibur over here as well. Just to note, Darkei Moshe points out in those days, and it's quoted in the Ramah quotes of Shulchan Aruch, that this bracha is said dafka at he says minagu lomar b'layla asher heini, that's dafka b'layla. And there is also discussion in Har Tzvi in Or Chaim Chalik Beis Mukov Lamed whether one should stand for these brachos or for the brachos on the Megillah in general, or it's okay to sit. Chassam Sofer compares it to the brachos on Hallel, which again teaches us about the nature of the bracha. Okay.